Meeting will come to order. Pardon me. May 17th, 2025, regular meeting of the Local Agency Formation Commission. I am Acting Chair Hope Williams, and I am joined by Commissioners Connie Chan and Isaac Sevier, our clerk Alyssa Somera, and I'd like to thank the staff of SFGovTV for broadcasting this meeting, especially James Kawana and Alyssa as well. So, Madam Clerk, do you have any announcements?
Yes, LAFCO is convening hybrid meetings that allow in-person attendance and public comment while still providing remote access and public comment via telephone. Public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. Those attending in person will be allowed to speak first, and we will take those who are waiting on the telephone line. If you wish to provide public comment remotely, the call information is scrolling across the screen. When connected, you will hear the meeting discussions, but you will be muted and in listening mode only. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, those joining us in person should line up to speak, and those on the telephone should dial star 3 to be added to the speaker line. If you are on the telephone, please remember to turn down your TV and all listening devices you may be using. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the clerk, at Alisa, A-L-I-S-A, dot Somera, S-O-M-E-R-A, at sfgov.org, or you may submit your written comments via U.S. Postal Service to our office at City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, Room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. If you submit written public comment, it will be forwarded to the commissioners and included as part of the official file. Madam Chair, that concludes my communications.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Can you please call the roll?
Yes, on the roll, Acting Chair Williams.
Aye.
Williams, present. Commissioner Chan. Chan, present. Commissioner Sevier.
Aye.
Sevier, present. Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call number item 2.
Item number 2 is approval of the LAFCO minutes from the November 15th, 2024 regular meeting.
Do any commissioners have any other changes to the minutes from the November 15th, 2024 meeting?
No.
Thank you for the validation. Seeing no changes, I will open this up for public comment. Speakers will have 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who wish to comment on item number 2?
Seeing no one here in the chamber, we will go to our remote comment line. We have Sus Enos, who is monitoring the public comment line remotely. She's checking now. And Madam Chair, we have no speakers.
Seeing no public speakers, public comment is now closed. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Chan and seconded by Commissioner Sevier. Madam Clerk, can you please call the roll?
On item number 2, Commissioner Chan.
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Sevier. Sevier, aye. Commissioner Williams.
Aye.
Williams, aye. There are 3 ayes.
Thank you. And without objection, these minutes are approved. Madam Clerk, can you please call item number 3?
Yes, item number 3 is appointment of Khalid Samurai as Executive Officer for the Local Agency Formation Commission.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. So as this commission knows, at the end of last year, our Executive Officer, Jeremy Pollock, resigned. While this commission has lost his dedicated service, the city has not, since he has just moved over to the Department of Technology, but that means now that we must begin the process to find his replacement. And in the interim, we are proposing that our policy analyst, Khalid Samurai, be appointed as acting executive director, officer, apologies. We have our LAFCO legal counsel, Inder Khalsa, available to walk us through any questions from commissioners. And seeing any, can I open this up for questions for, is there any questions? Oh, great, sorry, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Williams, and I just want to first thank, I didn't get a chance to really thank our Executive Officer Pollock for all his work with LAFCO, and it's really good to see that he remained in city government, and I also want to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Samora for his ongoing contribution, both as for all the work that he has done, and really pleased to see that he's willing to take the role for acting executive officer. And I want to be supportive of today to appointing him as the acting executive officer, and would like to make the motion to move to appoint him. Thank you.
Second. Okay. Seeing no further questions from my colleagues, let's open this item up for public comment.
Yes, Madam Chair, there are no individuals here in the chamber, so we will move to our remote line. We are checking to see if there are any callers. And Madam Chair, there are no callers.
Seeing no public speakers, public comment is now closed. Is there a motion to appoint Khalid Samurai as acting executive officer?
Move.
And perfect. Moved by Commissioner Chan and seconded by Commissioner Sevier. Madam Clerk, can you please call roll?
On item number 3, Commissioner Chan.
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Sevier.
Aye.
Sevier, aye. Commissioner Williams.
Aye.
Williams, aye. There are 3 ayes.
Thank you. So without objection, Khalid Samurai is appointed as acting executive officer. Madam Clerk, can you please call item number 4?
Yes, item number 4 is a chairperson's report, including an update on the final study for the Midtown Park Apartments.
Colleagues, our agenda states that we are due for an update on the Midtown Park Apartments final study. However, we only just received a response letter from the Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development. And in order to give us all an opportunity to review the letter, I'd like to propose that we continue this item to the call of the chair. And we will likely hear this item at our next meeting on March 21st. Khalid, do you have anything to add?
Yes, Chair. I'm working with the consultants as well to come and do a full presentation on the final study. And in the interim, hopefully setting up a meeting with the residents to debrief them on the final study about where they live. And the consultants also wish to draft a response to MOHCD's letter, which will be on our agenda for March 21st.
Thank you. Colleagues, any comments or questions? Okay, I might have one. And having reviewed the letter, do you have any general takeaways? Any questions yourself? Any reflections?
I would say that MOHCD is interested in maintaining the community guidelines for Midtown. However, they don't have the funding necessary to implement these recommendations in this study. And so it's likely that an unfunded mandate like this one, even if they were to undertake it, could not be completely done by them as a department without action from the board. But the consultants will detail that and the costs at our next meeting, and I don't want to give the wrong information at this one.
Thank you, Executive Officer Samurai. And one more time for my colleagues. Yeah. Okay, so I will now open this up for public comment. Speakers will have 2 minutes.
See, all right, thank you. See no one here in the chamber. We will move to our remote line. Pausing to see if we have any callers. And Madam Chair, there are no speakers.
Seeing no public speakers, public comment is now closed. Is there a motion that this item be continued to the call of the chair?
So move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Chan and seconded by Commissioner Sevier. Madam Clerk, can you please call roll?
On the motion to continue item number 4 to the call of the chair, Commissioner Chan.
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Sevier. Sevier, aye. Commissioner Williams.
Aye.
Williams, aye. There are 3 ayes.
Thank you. So without objection, this item is continued to the call of the chair. Madam Clerk, can you please call item number 5?
Yes, item number 5 is general public comment. This is the time for members of the public to address the San Francisco Local Agency Formation Commission on matters that are within their jurisdiction but not on today's agenda. Since we have no one here in the chamber, we will go to the remote line to see if we have any speakers. And Madam Chair, there are no speakers.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Seeing no public speakers, public comment is now closed. Madam Clerk, can you please call item number 6?
Item number 6 is future agenda items.
Colleagues, are there any future agenda items to note? Let's now open this up for public comment.
Seeing no one here in the chamber, we'll go to the remote line. And Madam Chair, there still are no speakers.
Seeing no public speakers, public comment is now closed. There is no action to take on this matter. Madam Clerk, is there any other business before us today?
That concludes our business for today.
There being no further business, we are adjourned. Sorry to go so fast.
SFGov TV, San Francisco Government Television.